KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's cloudy and 37 degrees. We look for it to be mostly cloudy today with a chance of some lingering fog, drizzle, or light rain through about mid-morning. Otherwise, a high around 42 with winds northwest at 15 to 25. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Police in Clarinda yesterday said a male 16-year-old at the Clarinda High School was referred to juvenile authorities after a gun and paraphernalia were found in his vehicle. Officers had been summoned at around 11:30 a.m. Tuesday to the Clarinda High School to assist school officials with the search of a vehicle. During the search of the vehicle, a Ruger 22 caliber semi-automatic pistol, a glass pipe believed to be used for the ingestion of controlled substances, and tobacco products were located. Authorities say it's believed the items belong to the 16-year-old who attends the Clarinda High School. The student is being referred to juvenile court authorities, as I mentioned, for unlawful possession of a firearm on school property, possession of drug paraphernalia, and unlawful possession of tobacco products. The student was released to the custody of his parents pending additional court action. Fremont County Sheriff Kevin Astrup reports his deputies, along with the Fremont County K-9 unit, arrested a Pottawatomie County man on numerous charges Tuesday following a traffic stop on Interstate 29. Astrup says 52-year-old Stephen Joseph Knight of Council Bluffs faces charges that include two felony counts of theft in the second degree, three counts possession of drug paraphernalia, operating a vehicle without the owner's consent, possession of burglary tools, and driving while suspended. In addition, Knight faces several citations or receives several citations, including insufficient number of headlights, failure to maintain a minimum speed, failure to carry a registration card, proof of providing insurance, having no valid commercial driver's license, and violation of hazardous materials transportation regulations. He was being held in the Fremont County Jail on $12,900 cash bond. The Adair County Board of Supervisors will hold a public hearing this morning on the Northwest Wind Farm Urban Renewal Plan. The hearing is part of the regular meeting that begins at 9 o'clock in the courtroom at the Adair County Courthouse in Greenfield. In addition to the public hearing on the proposed Amendment Number 2 to the Urban Renewal Plan, the supervisors will act on a resolution determining an area of the county to be an economic development area, and that the rehabilitation, conservation, redevelopment, development, or combination of those options in said area is necessary in the interest of the public health, safety, or welfare of the residents of the county, and designating the area as appropriate for urban renewal projects, as well as adopting the Amendment Number 2 to the Adair County Northwest Wind Farm Urban Renewal Plan. The board will also consider an ordinance for the Division of Revenues for Amendment Number 2 to the Urban Renewal Plan, and they'll hear a report from County Auditor Mandy Berg and Emergency Management Coordinator Bob Kemp, who will present his preliminary fiscal year 2020 emergency management budget discussion. Officials with Fairway's corporate headquarters said Tuesday that beginning this Friday, November 27th, and until further notice, all Fairway stores and meat markets will be open Monday through Saturday from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. The early closure will provide additional time for cleaning and sanitation and for restocking inventory. Closing earlier, officials say, will also give their employees additional time off through the holiday season. As part of those new hours, the first hour of business from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. will continue to be reserved for those customers who are 65 and over, expecting mothers, those living with a serious chronic medical condition, and anyone with an underlying medical condition that increases the susceptibility to serious illness from COVID-19. Hy-Vee Incorporated, based in West Des Moines, has voluntarily recalled two of its Hy-Vee Shortcuts vegetable mix products across its 8-state region, including Iowa, due to possible contamination with Listeria monocytogens. The potential for contamination was discovered during routine safety sampling of Hy-Vee's Shortcuts production facility. To date, no illnesses have been reported in connection with those products. Out of an abundance of caution, Hy-Vee is recalling Hy-Vee Shortcuts pot roast mix and Hy-Vee Shortcuts grill and oven-ready veggie mix. All the affected products have the best if used by date of December 3rd, 2020. No other Hy-Vee Shortcuts products or products used in Hy-Vee stores are affected by the recall. For more information, you can see the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. In our funeral announcements, Kenneth Sewer, age 78 of Walnut, died Friday. A family mass of Christian burial for Kenneth Sewer will be today at 11 o'clock at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Betty Carr, age 95 of Council Bluffs and formerly of Carson, died November 18th. A private family celebration of life for Betty Carr will be today at 11 o'clock at the Wheeler Grove Church in rural Carson. Lus Hills Funeral Home of Carson has arrangements. Lenore Turner, age 93 of Griswold, died March 24th. Funeral services for Lenore Turner will be on Friday, that is, at 10 o'clock at the Griswold United Methodist Church. Recon Dune Funeral Home of Griswold has arrangements. Alvin Reinig, age 95, of Harlan, died Sunday. A private mass of Christian burial for Alvin Reinig will be Friday at 11 a.m. at St. Mary Our Lady of Fatima Church in Portsmouth. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Gay Bannister, age 86, of Atlantic, died Sunday. An open visitation for Gay Bannister will be held Friday from 4 until 7 p.m. at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Gail Dutch Eshelman, age 90, who's formerly of Griswold, died Saturday in Boone. An open visitation for Dutch Eshelman will be this Saturday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Recon Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. Sandra Miller, age 80, of Atlantic, died Monday at her home. Funeral services for Sandra Miller will be held on Saturday at 10:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Corma Allen, age 81, of Greenfield, died Sunday. Funeral services for Corma Allen will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Charles Arnberg, age 81, of Redfield, died November 19th. An open viewing time for family and friends of Charles Arnberg will be on Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Richard Dick Kralik, age 86, of Cumberland, died Saturday. Public graveside services for Dick Kralik will be Monday at 2 o'clock at the Bohemian National Cemetery in rural Adams County. Steen Funeral Home of Messina has arrangements. Barbara Nelson, age 92, of Greenfield, died Tuesday at Greenfield Rehab and Healthcare Center. Funeral services for Barbara Nelson will be on December 2nd at 10 a.m. at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Jim Bakerink, age 73, of Fontenelle, died Monday in Des Moines. Public graveside services for Jim Bakerink will be held on December 3rd at 11 a.m. at the Veterans Cemetery near Van Meter with full military rights. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Patricia Locke, age 76, of Freedom, Wisconsin, a native of Atlantic, died Sunday. A funeral service for Patricia Locke will be held on December 3rd at 11:30 a.m. at St. Pius Church in Appleton, Wisconsin. Valley Funeral Home of Appleton has the arrangements. Mary Dennison, age 97, of Atlantic, died Saturday in Elkhorn, and per her wishes, cremation has taken place, and the celebration of life for Mary Dennison will be held at a later date. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic is assisting the family. Anita Mead, age 88, of Clarinda, died Saturday. Funeral services for Anita Mead will be held at a later date. Ritchie Funeral Home of Clarinda is in charge of the arrangements. And Deborah Faustin, age 68, of Greenfield, died Sunday in Johnston. Funeral services for Deborah Faustin are pending with the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.